Talk Live. It is your show. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line for you. That's 800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
You can join us online. FreeTalkLive.com is the place to go. All the features on the site, we give them away, so do enjoy those on us. That, again, FreeTalkLive.com. I'm going to jump in here to a story about procrastination, but I'm going to put it off for just a moment first, to the email box. And somebody wrote in very quickly here, and I think it probably is a concern that...
You're gonna put
you just caught the procrastination joke?
Sorry.
Okay. Stephen writes in, this is probably a concern that I think some people have maybe voiced only in their minds, and only a few people ever take the time to write in. And he writes in, he says, hey guys, I don't think it's really accurate to describe Free Talk Live as your show. Ian dominates the interactions with callers and cuts them off before they're finished more times than not, which is great because it's his show, but the listeners don't take control of anything. Ian is firmly in control. So I think we should expound on that idea fairly effectively, which, by the way, you were dominating those immigration callers earlier this week fairly well, Mark, I must say.
You know,
you interrupted me a few times.
Jump in sometimes.
But we don't say you get to control the whole show.
Right. It's not a soapbox where you get to stand up and talk about whatever you want to talk about for as long as you wish to talk about
it. Right. If that were the case, we'd just, you know, leave an open line on auto answer or something like that and just let anybody...
We wouldn't be on any stations either.
Right.
It's an interaction. It's
conversation.
It's a conversation between us and callers. Now, what we really mean is you'll get the opportunity to get on. Because when it comes to talk radio out there... On the Joe Blow show, you're going to only get on if you want to talk about whatever Joe Blow is talking about. And that's not true with Free Talk Live.
Yeah,
you can call
true.
In about anything you want to call in about, and you'll get a chance to say your piece. Now, if you say something that's not true or we have a question about, we're going to engage you on that as you say it. Because I don't want to,
of course.
Because I don't want to wait 5 minutes until you get done with your diatribe in order to figure out what the heck you were talking about. Back at the in the middle of it.
Some callers will just go on and on and on and on, and that's just not entertaining. If I don't want to listen to it, there's a lot of other people out there that don't want to listen, and you know what this show is about first and foremost is providing an entertaining program for people to consume. And if it's not entertaining, then no one's going to want to listen, and if no one wants to listen, no one's going to want to advertise, and then we're not going to make any money, and then there's no more Free Talk Live.
Right.
So we've got to keep... You know, they say in the radio business, they say that in the talk radio world, the callers are the songs of talk radio, sort of how in the music radio world, you're spinning CDs, or now they don't even do CDs anymore, but... In the old days, they played songs, and so the callers are our songs. And so why are some callers allowed to last longer than others? Well, because some songs are better than others.
Absolutely true. it's not really fair to compare callers to songs when you think about, on Free Talk Live, there's original content being generated at any given time during, the 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern time that we're on. It's constantly original stuff. Now, you can tune into the rock and roll station. Sometimes you'll hear the same song on the two rock and roll stations in your town, or three or five or whatever there are. And it's amazing. That's the same content they've been playing since 1973 in some cases. People just want to hear them over and over again.
We do come back around to the same topics, inevitably.
Different callers, though.
Yeah, that's true.
It's like a different person singing the same song.
Yeah, that's a good observation. So anyway, it is still your show, and you can take control of the topic. That's what the point is of that. You get to bring up what you want. We don't dictate that on this show. So there, now you understand a little bit better. 1-800-259-9231, if you would like to take advantage of that option. Otherwise, we'll talk about procrastination. According to Psychology Today, I think this is an article, an issue that resonates with a lot of people. I think everybody, to some extent, has an issue with procrastination. Now, maybe there are some people out there, some golden individuals, that don't have an issue with procrastination, but I know it's a problem for me. I don't think it's an epidemic problem for me, but I feel like I could be a lot better in this department. What about you guys? You guys have procrastination issues?
Sure. There's always things I don't want to do, and I put them off, and sometimes they never get done at all.
Yeah. I've certainly been known to procrastinate before.
We do goal sheets. Goal sheets, all of us. every Friday night, right after the show, we do our goal sheets. On my goal sheet has been sitting Do Will. I think it's been on there for 2 months now.
Like a will there where you leave things to people.
Testament. Yeah, I think I might be currently leaving some of my stuff to my ex-fiance from years ago.
That's not good.
Yeah, I really need to do something about it.
Yeah, I've had a couple of goals on my sheet that I just haven't gotten around to either. So I would like to be better at this, and so we'll see what psychologytoday.com has to say about it. There are many ways to avoid success in life, but the most surefire just might be procrastination. Procrastinators sabotage themselves. They put obstacles in their own path. They actually choose paths that hurt their performance. Why would people do that? I talked to two of the world's leading experts on procrastination.
There's world-leading experts on procrastination.
Amazing.
I would hope so. Joseph Ferrari, who's an associate professor of psychology at DePaul University in Chicago, and Timothy Pitchell, a PhD associate professor of psychology in Ottawa, Canada. Neither one is a procrastinator, and both answered my questions immediately. Number one. 20, and by the way, these are the 10 things to know about procrastination. Number one, 20% of people identify themselves as chronic procrastinators. For them, procrastination is a lifestyle, albeit a maladaptive one, and it cuts across all domains of their life. They don't pay their bills on time. They miss opportunities for buying tickets to concerts. They don't cash gift certificates or checks. They file income tax returns late. They leave their Christmas shopping until Christmas Eve. So 20% of people self-identify as procrastinators.
Hmm.
Well, that's a difference. There's a difference between saying I'm a chronic procrastinator and I procrastinate a little bit.
I think that it depends on what you're talking about procrastination. Some things I do right away. I get them done. Other things, like Christmas shopping, I'm not really interested in Christmas shopping. Mm-hmm. I don't like the whole gift-buying experience. I don't really like getting gifts very much either. So I do often put that off until it just doesn't get done and I buy somebody a card or something.
Well, I don't think it's a big deal if the issue isn't important to you. I don't think procrastinating on something that's not really important is a big deal. I think that procrastination becomes a problem when it's affecting your life as far as things you do need to do. Like they're saying here, paying the bills. That sort of thing.
Yeah, you need to do that.
I mean, you pay your mortgage on time, you pay your power bill, you pay your gas bill, that sort of thing. Those are the issues. The issues of quality of life, the issues of being comfortable, where your procrastination is getting in the way of that. Do you know anyone that's like this? Do you know anyone that would self-describe as a chronic procrastinator?
I know tons of people.
Do
like
you?
That. Yeah.
Like?
People I work with, for sure.
Can you give me an example?
The most recent one I can think about is yesterday I was talking to a young man that I work with, and he was telling me that it was something about not paying his bills on time, and he just sort of said, well, I'm an underachiever.
Wow.
Yeah.
Just sort of accepting that as how he is and not even interested in being better.
No.
I think to some extent there's this youth thing around underachieving, like,
it's
old
cool
people
to be
say,
stupid.
What's that?
It's cool to be stupid. He's a college kid. He's pretty young, like 19 or something. And I think he's just still kind of got that mentality that it doesn't.
Yeah,
really
like
matter.
Older people always say the kids are underachievers. You know, some people you'll hear that conversation going on from time to time, and then kids have sort of latched onto it and self-identify as that and saying, oh yeah, I'm a loser. But there was a Beck song at one point that probably 10, 15 years old now. I don't know. It's so sad.
It is, isn't it?
The whole idea that somebody might say, yeah, I'm a loser. Plannings for suckers and all kinds of things like that.
So now, is this the guy, Julia, that is 19 and is proud that he drinks every night?
No,
that's another one. Okay.
This guy's a music major at Keene State.
1-800-259-9231. Can you imagine that's your badge of honor that you drink every night? That's what you live for?
Woo!
We'll continue.
And your parents are paying for that college.
Yeah, 1-800-259-9231. The 10 things to know about procrastination, if anything you'll pull away from this, is that there are people that procrastinate a lot worse than you do. We'll explain coming up. Free Talk Live.
One day soon, the U.S. dollar, otherwise known as the Federal Reserve Note, will be recognized in the global marketplace for its intrinsic value. Nothing. On that day, you will be bewildered, angry, and impoverished, or you will be calm, confident, and prosperous. The deciding factor between your two possible futures is what you do in this moment. Go to D2Z.org and learn how to survive and thrive during a U.S. dollar crisis. D2Z.org.
Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes, but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month, and you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Other pro-liberty organizations seem to gobble up contributions and make very little progress. AMP actually works. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Are rising gas prices flattening your wallet? Try Royal Purple High Performance Motor Oil.
What? How's that?
Yes, independent tests by respected universities show Royal Purple reduces fuel consumption by as much as 5%. That means Royal Purple can deliver better gas mileage for a fatter wallet. Go to royalpurple.com for details. That's Royal Purple, the high performance motor oil that outperforms. Oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to royalpurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and royalpurple.com today.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You take control of the airwaves toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line for you, that's 800-259-9231. Join us online, freetalklive.com. All the features there are totally free, so enjoy those on us. And the features include the wiki, over 1,350 pages created by listeners like you. WIKI.freetalklive.com is the place to go for that. That's wiki.freetalklive.com.
The Republican Liberty Caucus welcomes new members in the pursuit of individual rights, limited government, and free enterprise principles, all within the GOP. Visit rlc.org and click Join Us Today. We'll find liberty together. That's rlc.org.
1-800-259-9231. Now, don't put it off. If you've got a problem with procrastinating, we want to hear from you. That's what we're talking about to start the show out tonight, is 10 things that you should know about procrastination. And I truly believe that everybody has this problem to some extent. Maybe some people barely have it, but I feel like it's an issue that at least I battle with, and I feel like I get things done in my life. But I feel like I could get a lot more done. And maybe this article will share a few tips or some useful information that will help us all out.
Yeah, I think the terminology chronic procrastinator probably, it's an issue of degrees. Kind of like everybody seems like they claim to be have ADD. Well, you know, ADD is sort of an issue of degrees, too.
Well, the first point in this article was that 20% of people identify themselves as chronic procrastinators. That's different
that's
from
right.
just someone that procrastinates.
Who knows if that's absolutely true, though? I mean, you know, you're filling out a survey, you're suffering from one of your maybe few times of procrastination.
Your bouts.
I don't know that just because somebody identifies as a chronic procrastinator, you'd have to follow them around to know. That, ask their family members if they're a chronic procrastinator. Then you'll find
good
out.
Point. Nonetheless, it's a serious issue, and we could all probably use a little bit of improvement in this area.
So I would agree.
The 10 things you need to know. Number 2, it's not trivial, although as a culture we don't take it seriously as a problem. It represents a profound problem of self-regulation, and there may be more of it in the United States than in other countries because we're so nice. We don't call people on their excuses like, my grandmother died last week, even when we don't believe them. Number 3, procrastination is not a problem of time management or of planning. Procrastinators aren't different in their ability to estimate time, although they're more optimistic than others. One of the doctors, the expert, says telling someone who procrastinates to buy a weekly planner is like telling someone with chronic depression to just cheer up. Number 4, procrastinators are made and not born. Procrastination is learned in the family milieu, but not directly. It's one response to an authoritarian parenting style.
Hmm.
Having a harsh, controlling father keeps children from developing the ability to regulate themselves, from internalizing their own intentions, and then learning to act on them. Procrastination can even be a form of rebellion, one of the few forms available under such circumstances. You know, Mom and Dad want you to do something, some chore of some sort, you put it off as long as you possibly can. That sort of thing. What's more, under those household conditions, procrastinators turn more to friends than to parents for support, and their friends may reinforce procrastination because they tend to be tolerant of their excuses.
Sure, it doesn't affect them.
Number 5.
Not as much.
Procrastination predicts higher levels of consumption of alcohol among those people who drink. Procrastinators drink more than they intend to, which is a manifestation of generalized problems in self-regulation. That is over and above the effect of avoidant coping styles that underlie procrastination and lead to disengagement via substance abuse. So I suppose you could link in procrastination to drinking by saying the procrastinator is going to put down the bottle sometime soon, but never quite gets around to it. You know, he just doesn't have enough self-control to regulate himself in that way. Number 6, procrastinators even tell lies to themselves, such as, quote, I'll feel more like doing this tomorrow, or I work best under pressure. But in fact, they don't get the urge the next day or work best under pressure. In addition, they protect their sense of self by saying, this isn't important. Another big lie procrastinators indulge in is that the pressure makes them more creative, or that rather time pressure makes them more creative. So, you know, they want to wait until the very end. The deadline is approaching to when they finally get their work done because it boosts their creativity.
Yeah, having been in creative lines of work most of my professional career, that doesn't really work for me, sitting down and saying, okay, I've got to come up with something. Mm-hmm. That really does not work for me. If I want to come up with something creative, the best thing for me to do is to sort of chew on that for a couple few days, thinking about it in the shower, you know, using the bathroom. When your mind's idle.
Mm-hmm.
If I really need to come up with something quickly, I'll sit down and get everything away from me and give my mind a time to wander and sort of play with things. I think that having pressure on you makes for worse creative, not better, for me.
What you're talking about reminds me of being in school and writing papers.
Yeah. Mm. And I didn't like school that much and having to write the papers.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'd say that probably the best thing to handle procrastination, do work you love.
And school, well, I agree with that. Because, again, school, most people feel coerced. They're forced to go. They're forced to read certain things. They're forced to learn things they may not necessarily be interested in. And so, inevitably, they're not really too keen on getting the work done. And nor does school really build in any incentive to get things done sooner. It wouldn't be hard to do that. You could, I mean, if you wanted to help kids procrastinate less, you could give them bonus points for turning in their projects early, that sort of thing.
Mm.
You know, if you turn it in a week early, you get 5 extra points or something like that.
I think teachers have done that before, for sure.
I've never encountered it.
Really? I'm sure I have.
I don't recall it happening.
You were always punished for turning it in late, but there was never any sort of early completion bonus.
Well, some teachers wouldn't let you turn it in late at all, and then some teachers were really lenient, and you could... I mean, I remember one time being in a college English class, and it was actually a while ago we read a story from that socialist Robert kid that I went to school with. It's actually him. He turned in stuff late every single time, and he would just procrastinate for months and months and months, and I remember him turning papers in that were due the first quarter at the end, after the class was over, and the teacher let him.
I wonder if socialists are more likely to be procrastinators.
I don't know. They said that procrastinators are optimistic. That's kind of interesting.
Well, they say that in this article?
Yeah, they do. That's what they said there. It's sort of, I guess it's optimistic about their ability to get things done.
Right, but they're not. They're not very good at it. In fact, according to this, they lie to themselves. Unfortunately, they don't turn out to be more creative in the very last remaining moments. They just feel like they are, and therefore they squander their resources in that they waited till the last minute to get something done. Now they don't have as much time to lavish on the project, et cetera, et cetera. Number 7, procrastinators actively look for distractions, particularly ones that don't take a lot of commitment on their part. Checking email is almost perfect for this purpose, and I have this problem. I have this problem big time because I get a lot of emails, so there's always something new coming into the email box for me to look at. And even if it's garbage. And so what I really need to do is segment my day to where I only check email in certain portions of the day.
Mm-hmm.
And getting myself on that track, you know, I'm the only one who's in charge of me, so I'm the only one who can enforce this. It's kind of difficult. And I've been struggling with it for a little while.
Yeah, I think that anybody who has any problem with procrastination is going to have a real problem with going into business for oneself. I would always have considered myself to be a good, industrious, profitable, productive employee. Doing things on my own, I find that, you know, same problem with emails. You know, they come in when I should really be making telephone calls for prospective advertisers.
Yeah. So what I'm trying to do is segment my day and select certain time periods where that's my thing, is to check emails. Outside of that, not allowed to. Also, forums are a problem for me, too, because there's always new notifications coming in of people responding to threads on forums.
Yeah, I'm not interested in that.
And I just want to click them and read them. I've got to stop that. More on the way. You can take control. Procrastination coming up.
JLS Research, the makers of the all-natural and very effective No-BO deodorant, has now discovered very unique research that indicates that those who have body odor may be deficient in a certain dietary component. Their new product, the First Responder, supplies the body with the missing link so that it can respond to the symptom called body odor. By using organic and enzymes to step up the body's ability to absorb more freely, the body begins to respond by taking in the missing nutrient. As it responds, body odor will then no longer be an issue. First Responder is the first of its kind, comprised of only 4 organics: grapeseed skins, grapeseed, grapefruit seed, and garlic. It's so effective, you need only 1 organic capsule per day to keep the odor away. First Responder is 100% guaranteed. Go online and order First Responder at no-bo.com. Visit no-bo.com or call JLS Research at 850-723-8599. That's 850-723-8599.
You may be sitting there right now wondering how you're going to make it through the day, the next plane flight, job interview, or social event. Maybe you'll have a drink. Maybe you'll take another pill. Maybe you're so anxious and depressed that you just really can't help yourself. Do you worry yourself sick, beat yourself up, or put yourself down? Anxiety and depression are two of the most common reasons people take prescription medication, abuse alcohol, and make excuses for why their life isn't working. This isn't the real you. You used to be happy and have confidence and dreams, remember? Well, it's time to get it back. You owe it to yourself to pick up the phone and call for a powerful free tape that could help you get your life back. You want to feel better. You just don't know what to do. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety. Please, let me help you help yourself.
For your free tape that could change your life, call 1-800-422-0488. That's 1-800-422-0488. 1-800-422-0488.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here. I want you to imagine waking up one morning to find out you've been burglarized. An intruder has taken your personal possessions, credit card numbers, social security cards, banking information, and more, all in the hands of a total stranger. What's worse is you realize he got it through your front door because you left it unlocked. Every time you walk away from your computer, leaving your internet connection on, you are virtually inviting hackers, criminals, and Big Brother to access your personal information. Put a stop to this right now with the Net7 Network Security Switch from Net7 Technologies. Turn your internet on and off with one simple switch. There's no software to load, and it's so easy to install. Right now, you can order your Net7 Security Switch from Net7 Technologies for only $39.95. For a limited time, receive free shipping with your order. Visit net7tech.com. That's net, the number 7, tech.com, and start protecting yourself today.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up whatever you want. Toll free at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll free line for you. That's 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
And of course, you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Get signed up for the updates. Whenever there's something fresh to announce, you'll know first. If you're on the list, go to updates.freetalklive.com to get on it. That's updates.freetalklive.com. Opportunistic lawyers, judges, future ex-spouses, disgruntled ex-employees, and meddling bureaucrats. These people want your money, home, and car. What have you done to protect yourself? At KeepYourAssets.net, they're experts in sheltering your wealth. Go to KeepYourAssets.net and take their asset protection crash course today. They'll show you how to keep your assets. That's KeepYourAssets.net. So we're talking about procrastination, and I believe this to be a problem that a lot of people suffer from. To varying degrees. Some people are chronic procrastinators. Others just have the occasional problem. I think it's an area where everyone should strive to improve themselves at, because the more you do what you can do today instead of putting off until tomorrow, the more productive you are, and the more productive you are, the wealthier you will inevitably become. And that's a good thing.
My great-grandmother, Pauline, taught me a little rhyme in German when I was young.
Okay.
She still spoke it. And it was, I couldn't tell you what it was in German. I maybe make some noises.
Okay.
But
Does it rhyme in English?
A bit.
Okay.
Tomorrow, tomorrow, just not today is what all the lazy people say.
That's true. You don't want to be a lazy person.
Nope.
So, we're continuing the 10 things you need to know about procrastinators and procrastination. Checking email. Procrastinators actively look for distractions, particularly ones that don't take a lot of commitment, like checking email. They distract themselves as a way of regulating their emotions, such as fear of failure. Number 8. There's more than one flavor of procrastination. People procrastinate for different reasons. Dr. Ferrari identifies 3 basic types of procrastinators. You have arousal types, or thrill seekers, who wait for the last minute in order to achieve some sort of euphoric rush.
Really?
There are those who are avoiders, who may be avoiding fear of failure or even fear of success, but in either case are very concerned with what others think of them. They would rather have others think they lack effort than ability. Finally, you have decisional procrastinators who cannot make a decision. Not making a decision absolves procrastinators of responsibility for the outcome of events. I think I would fall more in the avoiding category, not because I am afraid of failure or afraid of success. It's just that there are certain things that I just don't really want to do that much. And so I'll put it off and put it off and, you know, check my email a bunch in between.
Right. They just didn't put lazy in there, which, I don't know. When I'm doing it, I just get...
That would be avoidance.
Yeah, I just get distracted. I just find other things to do, and that's not good.
Right. So I found that I have this program called Chameleon Clock. It's a pretty neat little program. It runs at all times, and it's a clock that's got seconds on it. So it's very useful for doing radio, because I can very precisely see when we're going to break and not going and coming back and that sort of thing. But it also has a handy little alarm feature as well. And it'll pop up a window on my computer, and I do my work from in front of my computer. So I'm
right. This works for people that sit in front of computers.
Right. I'm constantly there. And so I can sort of regiment my day with this program. It'll pop up a reminder that says, hey, you need to do this in this time window right now. You've got something like that with your phone, right? You've got the Palm Pilot phone where you set alarms, and it reminds you to do things.
I carry it along with me, and it reminds me all kinds of things. That's the best. That's the reason I carry around the Raspberry here, the Palm Trio, is because I don't use the Internet. I don't surf the Internet or check my emails on the thing. It's just really nice to have a great scheduling device that's that easy to use and keep with me. And it's my phone. I have to keep it with me.
Number 9, there are big costs to procrastination. Health is one. Just over the course of a single academic term, procrastinating college students had such evidence of compromised immune systems as more colds and flu, more gastrointestinal problems, and they had insomnia. In addition, procrastination has a high cost to others as well as oneself. It shifts the burden of responsibilities onto others, who become resentful.
If you don't do things... somebody else has to.
They have to pick up the ball, right. Procrastination destroys teamwork in the workplace and private relationships. Finally, number 10. Procrastinators can change their behavior, but doing so consumes a lot of psychic energy. And it doesn't necessarily mean one feels transformed internally. It can be done with highly structured cognitive behavioral therapy. Well, I don't... Of course, Psychology Today is going to recommend that you go and get yourself a shrink in order to procrastinate less.
I think that writing down goals, like weekly goals, for example, is a humongous help, at least for me. I get, when I do that, and I've been doing that for, a year and a half now or something, I get a lot more done now than I ever did before.
Sure, writing something down makes it more tangible, and secondly, you get a little boost, you get a little good feeling by doing something that you putting the check mark.
It feels good to have that check mark, but there's one important factor to doing goals. And that is, you have to have somebody else doing them with you. You have to have what they call an accountability partner, at least one of them. For us, we've got all three of us together. But if you've got at least one other person, you can do goal sheets fairly effectively. You have to keep to your schedule. You have to not put off the goal sheets, because that can be a problem. I used to do goal sheets with my roommates before I was with you, Julia, and there was a time at which one of the roommates dropped off for whatever reason, because some people, they're not cut out for goals. They don't want to keep up with it. They don't want to keep doing it. They're just too procrastinating.
Doesn't work for them for some reason or not.
Right, they just procrastinate too much, and they don't feel good about themselves.
Right.
The goals
make them feel bad.
Right, and so he dropped off, and I kept trying to do it myself, like keeping to the schedule myself and reviewing the goals on my own, and it was a matter of 2 to 3 weeks before I threw in the towel. So it's really important to have somebody where you get together. Like you said, we do it after the show on Fridays. You get together and you review your last week to see how you did, and that way you can show everybody, I did pretty good, 85%, or I didn't do so good this week, 50%.
Even when I do bad, though, I don't really feel bad, because I know that I did way more than I would have done if I hadn't written it down.
Exactly.
And, goals work because, for one, clearly stating your achievable goals is, great. Writing it down's even better.
Because most people don't have goals for themselves. They may have some sort of very...
I want to be an astronaut.
Yeah, nebulous goal out there into the future, like they want to be really rich or something general like that. But people really don't have very specific goals. If you want to be really rich, then you have to create little goals between now and then in order to get you from point A to point B. And they don't have those little goals. They don't understand the process of creating goals. you know, the goal people out there will tell you something like 97% or 96% of Americans don't have goals for themselves. And of the 4% that do, only a small percentage of them ever write them down. So, you know, just the fact that you're putting yourself in that very small percentage category of people that actually write down the things they want to accomplish in their lives already puts you ahead of the pack. And really, if you can keep up with it, and have yourself an accountability partner, you'll see some, I think you will, you'll see some amazing results. I don't know if it'll be miraculous or anything, but well, you'll definitely get more things done.
It's not, it's incremental. You know, the journey of 1,000 miles begins with the first step.
Ooh, yeah. Is that Confucius?
I don't know what it is. It's one of those things that, it's one of those little sayings that works.
Right.
But it's all about steps. Each, you know, doing the goal is just a matter of steps.
Mm-hmm.
So it never feels like you're getting, you know, this huge thing accomplished, it's just getting little things along the way. And if your goal is to be wealthy, which most people have that as a goal, well, you get there step by step. You don't get there all in one day. I mean, that's why lottery tickets, you know, is such a lucrative business, is because people think that they can do that.
No, you can't. Yeah, they can jump the hurdles, so to speak.
Yep.
1-800-259-9231. I heard a commercial recently. I think it was the New Hampshire Lottery. They were airing a spot that was encouraging people to play responsibly.
Mm-hmm.
We want you to voluntarily pay this tax, but voluntarily pay it responsibly. Because that's really all that the lotto is. It's a tax on the poor people, a tax on poor suckers. Because there's very, very little chance that you'll ever actually win the lotto.
14 million.
At least it's voluntary.
Yeah, it is voluntary.
People like to play the lottery. I don't understand it, but...
Well, there's that chance. There's that chance so far out that they might actually strike it big.
So when it gets really, really big, you don't feel more of an urge to play? Because
I don't pay attention. I wouldn't know when it was
that's
big.
That's the only time I ever feel the urge is when it gets $100 million.
Yeah, I felt that way when I was younger. Now I just don't care at all. 800-259-9231. Eric and Dave on the way. Your calls as well about anything. This is Free Talk Live.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle. And today, you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill. I'm going there right now. Check, please. You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at libertystickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community. Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626. And express your freedom of speech today. Call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626.
We would all love to live in a world with clean air and water. A world in which our produce is grown naturally, without the use of pesticides and other harmful chemicals. But the truth is, we don't live in such a world. These toxins enter our bodies, and the organ in our body that works hard to eliminate these toxins is the liver, which is one of the most complex and important organs in the human body. With more than 500 vital functions, give your liver the helping hand it needs with Live 52, the world's best-selling all-natural liver support formula in over 76 countries. And it's backed by over 300 clinical trials and studies. Live 52 is the most researched herbal formula that helps neutralize toxins from food, water, air, alcohol, and prescription medications. To order Live 52 and for the best source of researched herbal products, visit research-herbs.com or call 1-800-973-1482. That's research-herbs.com or call 1-800-973-1482 and tell them Alex Jones sent you.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You bring up what you want toll-free. 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line for you. 1-800-259-9231. Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
You can join us online, freetalklive.com. All the features for free. So enjoy those on us. And if you like the show and you want to help voluntarily support Free Talk Live, then go shopping at Amazon.freetalklive.com. When you enter Amazon through that link, Free Talk Live will get a percentage of anything you purchase. They've got 41 categories for you to shop in. Huge selection of merchandise, from little stuff all the way to big ticket high dollar items. You'll find it, if you're looking for it, most likely at Amazon.freetalklive.com. Free Super Saver shipping on a lot of their items, and great prices, great deals, all there. Amazon.freetalklive.com. To the phones, Eric in Vancouver, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey guys.
What's on your mind?
A couple days ago, I think I called in, and Ian was kind of mocking the idea of a nation state, saying that it's nothing more than an invisible line drawn in the ground or something like that.
Okay.
Right. But my question is, isn't property the same thing? It's an invisible line that you draw in the sand or the ground or wherever you say and say, this is mine.
That's a good point.
I think that you do have a good point as far as it being an invisible line, but I think that the major difference between private property and in some sort of a state is that with private property, it's been legitimately purchased.
Well, it's also been homesteaded as well in most cases. You know, I could go, considering it's my property, I could go and paint a very visible line around the outside edges if I wanted to. And in the world of the nation state, that's just sort of this concept that's out there. Nobody actually owns the public property. It's owned by everyone and, you know, all these sorts of silly ideas.
That's probably the biggest problem with it, because not only do you take an imaginary line, but you give it to an imaginary organization.
Yeah.
As opposed to an imaginary line given to a real person.
Right. So there is a real way to determine who owns property, and that is, well, time and documentation and you know, who's actually there on it at any given period versus this nation or public property where there is no way to determine ownership. It's claimed by everyone. Does that make sense?
I see your point. I was just trying to point out what I saw as kind of both are irrational in nature if we're looking at invisible lines. But
that's a good point.
I guess the other question is then, how in a stateless society would these dispute resolution companies recognize property? Like, how would it be that they could even recognize it?
Well, I would think that we would. I mean, everybody's got plots of lands. The property's already outlined. It would just simply be, you know, where your property is. You've got a survey that shows where your property
usually
is.
Usually, you have photographs that can prove that something is yours, and or you have people that will say, yes, that's his iPod. That kind of thing. If you have to go and prove what property is yours, are you saying what legitimately makes property belong to someone, or are you asking how am I going to prove that property belongs to me in a world without laws?
Well, no, it would be the latter question. So your solution is that we use predefined government boundaries of property in a stateless society. That kind of seems contradictory, though.
No, I don't think that that's the case. I think what you're talking about is common law. And, when you're talking about people owning things, property's been around a heck of a lot longer than government has.
That's true.
I mean, I sit and do my stick. Right, because Ugg went ahead and he took the branches off the stick. He improved the stick. He made that stick his and did things in order to make that stick. If Ugg could sell that stick to somebody else, maybe it's sharpened and it's well balanced and you can throw it and kill a rabbit, then he makes money, and that money of whatever that money is, trades it for something of value. That's his. If he begins to make a bunch of sticks and everybody wants the sticks, and he makes more, accumulates more wealth, buys something bigger and better. That's sort of the line of property.
Just because government provides a service today, in that whatever the bureaucracy is that holds the titles to the land or the determines what land is called what, and I don't know what that bureaucracy is.
Just because the government jumped in front of the property parade doesn't mean that now the property parade belongs to the government. That's
nor does it mean
falling
that,
for their trap.
Right. Nor does it mean that the property lines would disappear in the event that government were to go away. It would just simply fall into private hands. It will be handled on a private basis. When I hire a survey company to survey my land, when I'm purchasing a home, that's an independent organization that comes in and demarks where my property ends and where my my neighbor's property begins. And during a home sale, that's something that's going to be fairly critical. So as soon as property changes hands, the person who's going to be purchasing that property is going to be very interested in knowing exactly what it is that he or she is getting. And there will be agencies in the free marketplace that would provide that service. It's just being done by the government now. That will be one of those actual useful services that government provides. It'll be just simply be handled by the marketplace. Eric, your final thoughts?
I can see it work theoretically, but I still think there'd be lots of people disputing over who owned what, and I don't know if it worked. The thing about the government is it's good that it's arbitrary because it can arbitrarily assign property, so it makes it simpler.
I don't know if that's a good thing.
Well, it makes it simpler. Yeah.
Well, if it's a dispute, then you've got to come to the table with evidence, and if you don't have evidence of ownership, then you don't have ownership, and let arbitrators decide on that. Eric, thanks for your call. Appreciate it. I don't want a government arbitrarily deciding to hand my property over to somebody else because they may be more politically connected than I am or something like that. If someone comes in and says, this is my chunk of forest, and I say, no, it's my chunk of forest, and I've actually done things to that chunk of forest to prove that it's mine, and I can take that to an arbitrator and say, look, here it is, this is my chunk of forest, I've owned the title here, I've homesteaded, I've put up a fence. If I haven't done anything to the chunk of forest, then arguably, first come, first serve, that sort of thing, homesteading would be a little bit more, I think, important in a free market world. But I don't think there'd be a problem.
And when it comes to the government controlling deeds and land, ownership and that kind of thing,
mm-hmm.
things that, like what happened in New London, Connecticut, happen. The government decided that those people, those 100 homes in New London, Connecticut, in the Fort Trumbull area, they didn't belong any longer. It wasn't important enough that those people owned those homes. Some people, generations
yeah.
Some people's families had lived in there 100-plus years in those houses right there. That didn't matter to the government. The government of New London, Connecticut, decided it was more important that Pfizer build a corporate headquarters there, and it would bring in more tax revenue than that old crappy neighborhood. So they knocked down all the houses and gave the property to Pfizer.
800-259-9231. Dave in New Hampshire, you're on the line on Free Talk Live. Hey, Dave.
Hey, guys. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah.
Hey,
what's on your mind?
I wanted to let you know about the latest in my outlaw leafleting saga.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Just to recap, it's been, almost a year at this point?
Yeah.
You went down to an IRS office here in New Hampshire, and you had a leaflet with you, and you handed it to one of the IRS employees, and then you set one more down on the desk of another IRS employee, as I understand it, and they charged you with distribution of handbills, some sort of federal crime. You went to court. You tried to put up a defense in the name of freedom of speech, and the right to petition government for the redress of grievances.
Freedom of speech, but yeah, the right of petition, which is specifically spelled out. gotten Amendment 1.
Right. It's a First Amendment right. And you basically said, look, I'm petitioning the government, and this is how I petition them, by typing something up and handing it to them. And they said, well, you put it down on their desk, so that's littering, or something like that. I don't remember.
They didn't charge me with littering.
Right, they didn't, but that was their excuse. They said it was okay that you handed it to one of the employees, but the fact that you put it down on one of their desks, they didn't want it, they didn't take it from you, so therefore it was distribution of handbills. And then they charged you $125, which you did not pay. Where's this now, Dave?
Well, they've hauled me into court twice since then because of the fact that I didn't pay. And the next thing that will happen will be on July 17th. They sent actually marshals looking for me to hand me the summons this time, and they will put me into a hearing for what they call a show cause hearing. I'm supposed to show cause why I should not be held in contempt of court and face a maximum $5,000 fine and a maximum 30 days in jail.
So what are you going to do? I mean, it would seem to me that you have a certain level of contempt for their court.
I'm not sure that having contempt for a court is necessarily a bad thing. But yeah, you know, I'll probably go just like I've gone before and tell them what I've told them before. You know, they're in violation of Amendments 1 and 10, and they want to violate those amendments. I can't stop them, but I assure I'm not going to help them.
So in that case, you're obviously not going to pay the $125, nor are you going to pay the $5,000 fine should they slap you with that. And what about the jail option? What if they throw you in the clink, man?
If they throw me in the clink, then I go to the clink.
All right, then we're going to have to rally behind you and bring as much attention to your case as possible and call a bunch of bureaucrats and let them know that we are not very happy with this. And that's going to bring them a little bit of unwanted attention, I think, if they go that route. I don't know if they realize that yet, do they, Dave?
I bought. They do seem to be a little rattled. If folks want to get the latest information, just go to calendar.nh3.com and check the July 17th entries there.
I'm hoping I'll be able to make it out to that. I've made it to, I think, both of them so far. Both of your court trials, so I'm hoping to attend as well. Otherwise, I'm sure we'll get an update. If you're in a jail cell, someone will clue us in. Dave, thanks for the call, man, and good luck next week. 800-259-9231. I guess it's a week and a half. Anyway, more on the way.
Do you believe in liberty? Are you an activist or organization that wants to spread the message of freedom to others? Now introducing the Liberty Card. It's the perfect resource for anyone new to the message of liberty. It features a full-spectrum political quiz and over a dozen pro-liberty websites, including Free Talk Live, Downsize DC, and others. Every defender of freedom must have this card. Free Talk Live listeners receive free shipping. For more information, visit libertycard.org.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin, with a total series mintage under $600,000, has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.